How about now? Is that different? Well, it's too late now. I'm almost done. With the war going on, as I said, there's so many people worried about, is this the end times? Praise the Lord, I hope it is, because I know who has the victory. It's not Russia. It's not us. It's not whoever might else be fighting in the war. Jesus Christ has already won the victory, and he won it on the cross. So once again, whatever turmoils may be going on that can bring us down, yes, they're going to bring us down. Of course, they're going to cause us troubles and worries. But how do we deal with that? Where do we place our trust and our heart and our spirit? It's in Jesus Christ our Lord. And my question for us tonight is for us to, as Christians, to take that inventory of ourselves and see where we stand in producing the fruit of the Spirit. What is it we're walking in? What do we do with our worries? What do we do with our cares? What do we do with our burdens? Do we bring them to Christ? And while we're doing that, while we're downtrodden and sad, do we still express the love of Christ? Can we still show the joy that is deep within our hearts because of what Christ has done for us? And can we still find peace come whatever may? But for those of us here tonight that have not named Christ as their Savior, as their King, I ask you and I plead with you, if you would like to know the love that surpasses all knowledge, come to the cross. If you would like to have the peace that is beyond all understanding, come to the cross. If you want to enjoy and experience the joy that abounds beyond all measure, come to the cross. The bride and the spirit are pleading with you to come tonight. Tonight is the day of salvation. Would you please come as we stand and as we sing?